morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan summoned the Niners beat writers to his office yesterday and spoke on the record in order to clear up what happened with his car accident. The session lasted for about an hour, with the first half being off the record. Shanahan cried throughout the meeting, which he said is a side effect of the concussion. We'll get to some of those and what he's dealing with health-wise in a minute. But first, here was Kyle's account of the accident. Despite what it said in the police records, Kyle said he was at fault. There was a clerical error with what happened with the police and how they recorded everything. But Kyle said he was at fault. He dropped his cell phone between his seats, and when he bent over to pick it up, he swerved into opposing traffic, and that's when the accident happened. Again, according to Kyle, investigators say he was going around 20 miles per hour. He never lost consciousness, and he remembers the accident. His face was injured by the visor in the car and the garage door opener. That's what caused the cut above his eye that required plastic surgery to fix. Apparently, according to the beat writers, Kyle looks relatively normal considering the seriousness of the accident, but he is still dealing with multiple health issues. Loud sounds like music and multiple people talking at once still give him problems. Now, Kyle did say he's made progress and he expects to make a full recovery, but there is a lot that he is dealing with here. Mostly, he said his biggest issue is stamina, that he is not really able to grind the way he typically does. Monday was the first time he was able to get through an entire practice's worth of film. Grant Cohn, who was one of the reporters in the meeting, says that Kyle told everybody there's a pain scale of 1 to 6 when it comes to headaches, and that he is frequently at a 2, but doctors have told him he needs to essentially exercise his brain and kind of push it a little bit until it gets to around a 4, and then he backs off. Another thing Kyle has noticed is that if he grinds for a day, he can sort of get through it to a point, but then the day after that, he actually can feel worse and more fatigued, which is obviously going to be important because game day on Sunday, the stress of that, I'm sure, will have an impact the next day for Shanahan. Look, there is a lot of unknown here, and even Kyle himself doesn't know exactly when he'll be back to 100%. It is not a linear recovery, which is also something that Shanahan mentioned. So the good news is he is on the mend. Unfortunately, no one, including Kyle or doctors or anybody, knows when he'll be back to 100% capacity. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday: the Niners actually made a couple of signings yesterday. Dolphins pass rusher Quinton Bell and free agent pass rusher KJ Henry have both signed one-year deals. If you want the details on those, click the link in the description. One thing to watch: training camp practices resumed today after an off day yesterday. Romello Height gave us a scare on Monday after leaving with what the team is calling cramps. If that is true, of course, we expect him to be right back out there on the practice field today, participating in everything. So we got to watch and see what, if anything, Romello Height does. One thing you might have missed: we got a little bit of clarification about the Niners broadcast team this year. We know last season, Guy Haberman was one of multiple announcers that filled in for Greg Papa while he was getting treated for cancer. This season, Haberman said he'll be a regular member of the broadcast team, regardless of Papa's health status. If Greg is there doing the play-by-play, Guy said he will be on the sidelines. And if Papa can't do the play-by-play duties, Guy will just slide into that role when necessary. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Rose, I was about to tell a story.
I want to tell one.
Dorothy?
Boy, this is a no-win situation.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.